I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. In China, weddings are big business. The photos, the food, and these days, the new car. They can all add up to some hefty bills. But there's another tradition that's giving young people a headache these days. Their parents, not only commandeering their weddings, but their lives as well. So some young couples are deciding to buck tradition on their wedding day, footing the bill themselves, and gaining some independence in the process. The World's Matthew Bell reports from Beijing.
A wedding procession makes its way through city traffic, looking like it's been transported here from another age. Everybody's decked out in bright red embroidered silk robes, Chinese imperial style. The smiling groom is on horseback. The bride, she's hidden behind the curtains of a sedan chair, carried on the shoulders of eight attendants. Of course, there are multiple roving cameramen as well. In a crowded hotel restaurant, the ceremony and reception are getting underway. The father of the groom is looking proud as can be. 59-year-old Zhang Baosun is playing his traditional role by paying for most of the wedding costs, and that includes providing an apartment for the newlyweds. Zhang says he's lucky. His salary as a city employee isn't great, but when he and his family were evicted from their Beijing home to make way for a new subway line, the government gave him a free place to live, so he was able to save enough money to buy a place for his son to start a family of his own. That's more important than you might think. Chinese weddings are traditionally as much about the marriage of two families as two people, and parents often get very closely involved. The in-laws typically sit down to negotiate details ahead of time, things like the guest list, the apartment, and maybe even a new car for the newlyweds. But Chinese parents can also take an active role well before marriage even comes up. David Wang is a 28-year-old American who lives and works in Beijing. He recalls being invited to dinner at his Chinese girlfriend's family's home.
All three of them, the brother, the dad, and the mom, look at me and say, "Do you love my daughter?" First time I really had met them, right?
Like, no pressure.
Yeah, no pressure at all.
Wang says the family wanted to make one thing clear. If he was planning to marry their daughter and take her back to America, he should think again. All in all, Wang says it could have been much worse.
Because a lot of guys meet their girlfriend's parents, and the parents are like, "How much money do you make? What's your plan for the future? Do you have a house already? How much money does your family make?" Right? And those are like standard questions. And if you don't get one wrong, then it's very possible that the parents won't agree to marriage.
Wang does research on youth in China, and he says more young people are deciding that it's worth the cost of paying for a wedding themselves to keep their parents out of the process. And that's a big change. I run into Zhang Jinghu and Li Liran on their way out of a wedding photography shop. They plan to get married in about a year. Zhang says he's saving up for the rings, the pictures, and the dress. He says his parents could probably afford to pay for everything, but he and Li want more control over their wedding. One thing Li says she's willing to be flexible about translates roughly into English as colorful gifts. Like a dowry, these can be very expensive presents, like jewelry, a car, or even cash, that the bride and her family expect from the groom's side. In some parts of China, families of would-be brides make notoriously lavish demands for colorful gifts. But Li says Zhang and his family shouldn't expect that kind of thing.
Although it is the custom in my hometown, but I think what's more important is the feelings between us. I don't attach great importance to it.
But what's important for a lot of parents, though, is that their daughter finds the right someone. In the case of a 27-year-old film editor named Li Biao, his fiancée's parents are less than impressed. He's too short, not smart enough, and doesn't make enough money. So they're not giving the couple their blessing, and they're not going to pay for the wedding either. But that's just fine with Li Biao, he tells me. Why is it important for you to be the one paying for the wedding?
独立.
Independence.
对于我来说,其实...
Because I think this is a matter of my own and of our own, and finding the person that I like is also a matter of my own.
Li lives and works in Beijing. His fiancée, Summer Xia, is working on a project in Shanghai. Speaking with me on Skype, she says their wedding plans are thoroughly untraditional. They're not thinking about having a formal ceremony, just a short trip somewhere together. Then they will set up a website where friends can send money for gifts. Xia says it hasn't been easy, though, deciding to go against her parents' wishes.
My parents are so upset with me. My father stopped talking with me for already, like, 3 months. Not just because of not having the wedding, but choosing to marry this guy.
Xia says her wedding plans won't include a new car or apartment. Those might be 10 years down the road, she says. But in the meantime, she's still trying to win over her parents. Even if they're not going to fund a wedding, they might eventually come around to supporting the marriage. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell, Beijing.